Chapter 6 Learning and Body Language. If we had endless time, there'd be no problem. Learning something new isn't easy, but it's difficult to think of any subject more important than people. It doesn't matter what job you have, where life may take you, you're going to meet other people. Understanding people will always be an essential part in achieving your goals in life as smoothly as possible. The figure below explains how theoretical knowledge is turned into real ability. Reading and hearing a book like this is one thing. It's a great way to start your own learning, but it's only the first step. How we learn. Passive. Verbal receiving. 10% of what we read. Reading. 20% of what we hear. Hearing words. 30% of what we see. Looking at pictures. Visual receiving. 50% of what we hear and see. Watching a movie. Looking at something in an exhibition. Watching how something is done. Seeing it done in a real situation. Active. Receiving and participating. 70% of what we say. Taking part in a discussion. Giving a talk. Doing. 90% of what we both say and do. Doing a dramatic presentation. Acting out the real experience. Doing the real thing. A new approach. So much conflict could be avoided if we just understood why the people around us behave the way they do. We should be able to find other ways forward. Life consists of so much more than learning from your mistakes, some of which you can avoid altogether. A language like any other language. The language this book discusses, DISC Language IPD, the Institute for Personal Development, which is the official name, works like any other language when it comes to learning. To study for your exams is one thing. To be able to really speak fluently is another. It's not enough to renew your knowledge once a year just before a trip to Spain. If you really want to speak Spanish, you need to practice with every Spanish speaker you meet, or you'll lose it. Of course, after reading and hearing this book, you can go out into the world and experiment with the people you meet. In the beginning, the challenge will be that you'll guess people's personalities incorrectly, and that may be embarrassing. But as you become more confident in the language of behavior, it will change how you interact with the people around you. Body language. Different colors show different types of body language. As well as all the things you say and do, you show body language to the people around you. People use this to understand your mood. So, let's take a closer look at how we move. Body language is any nonverbal communication. Our body language also gives social and cultural information. The modern English language contains about 170,000 words, of which 5,000 are used regularly. Compare this to almost 700,000 signs that are used in body language. Our mood, situation, and whether we feel safe or unsafe can have an essential influence on our body language. Posture. How we stand and walk. If you have a natural, relaxed, but not too relaxed posture, other people often think you're self-confident. If you have a bent posture, it can be seen as giving up or feeling disappointed. If you're straight and a bit wooden, people can believe that this is a sign of dominance and that you demand respect from those around you. It could also mean that you were in the military. Gaze. How we look at people. We use our eyes for many different things. If your eyes move around quickly, this suggests that you would rather be somewhere else. When people look at you directly, without closing their eyes, this creates a totally different effect. Everybody knows that if you can't look someone in the eye, you're probably lying, so you should probably look for less obvious signs. Someone who touches their neck a lot is often lying. When something awful or unpleasant happens, many people put their hands up to their faces. And when you need to think, you often close your eyes. Head and face. In conversation, we usually either nod or shake our heads, depending on whether we agree or not. When we listen carefully, we can move our heads to one side. If you drop your head or make lines on your forehead, you might be sad. When we're amazed at something, we often raise our eyebrows while we turn up our noses at things we don't like. There are 43 different muscles in your face, which you can combine in many ways. Hands. When greeting a person, how do you shake his hand? A simple handshake can reveal a lot about a person. Weak handshakes often show submissive behavior, so it might be a good idea to press a little harder. If a handshake is firm, it probably suggests that a person doesn't give up. Anyone who presses too hard is probably submissive, but doesn't really want to be. Clenched fists, like you're about to fight, rarely mean good news and are usually aggressive. Some nervous people remove objects like hairs from their clothes, as they would rather focus their attention on less important things. Holding your hands together behind your back often means power and a feeling of safety. A better way to know that someone is lying is if he puts his hand on his chest, particularly his right hand over his heart, and says crossly, "Would I lie? How can you say that about me?" This immediately catches people's attention because it's so extreme. Personal space. It's very important that people have their own personal space, as everyone needs an area that is his own. This can be the distance you keep from people when you're speaking to them. The personal area, when two people who know each other are communicating, is generally a few feet. The social area, the space between strangers who are communicating, is 3 to 10 feet. But this can depend on the culture of the speakers. In Northern Europe, for example, the personal area is definitely larger than in Southern Europe. So, what do we do about all this? It's obvious that some well-known facts about body language don't apply to every person. Someone who is busily picking hair from his jacket might be bored, or he might just be nervous. Another example is how people deal with uncertainty. A green who is unsure leans backward. A red who is unsure leans forward, as his way of dealing with this uncertainty is to try to dominate the conversation. Red body language. Some simple basics to keep in mind about reds. They keep their distance from others. Have powerful handshakes. Lean forward aggressively. Use direct eye contact. Use controlling signs. Reds often have a recognizable body language from a distance. You'll see a person who is walking quickly, ignoring the people in his way. With his eyes fixed on a point in front of him, the red's steps are determined and powerful. He expects the rest of us to get out of his way. The first time you meet a red, he usually keeps a certain distance. His handshake won't be friendly, but it will be powerful. The red, man or woman, will hold a little bit harder to show who's the boss. forget big smiles. His face can be serious, particularly if it's a business meeting. But even in social settings, reds are reserved. A red won't give you a big hug. When things start getting difficult, which usually happens rather quickly with reds, eye contact will be very direct. When it comes to the language of power, they don't use many signs, but those they do use can be controlling and aggressive. Reds point at people, and don't worry that this could be rude. It's also common that reds use their whole hand stretched out to point towards you. Ask someone to point at you that way, and then think about how it feels. You can also clearly see that reds are ready to interrupt. They breathe continuously, hoping to find pauses in the conversation. If they have to wait too long to speak, they'll throw themselves into the conversation with a loud voice and simply take over. Voice. A red's voice is strong. They think nothing of raising their voices to make themselves heard. Reds can be nervous and worried about things, but usually you won't hear this in their voices. This is one of their secrets. It doesn't matter what's happening inside, reds will sound convincing. If we don't listen, they'll repeat it, but louder. In the end, they always get through to us. Speed in speech and action. As we know, reds are always in a hurry. Normally, this is true of speech and actions. Everything happens very quickly. Because speed means success for reds, they won't stop unless they have to. Yellow body language. Some simple basics to keep in mind about yellows. They touch people, are relaxed and funny, show friendly eye contact, use large signs, often come close. A yellow's body language is often very open and inviting. Smiles appear all the time, even when there's not much to smile about. They joke a lot and can be very relaxed. When visiting a neighbor he doesn't know that well, a yellow may just stretch out on the sofa. When a yellow feels at home in any situation, you can see it. He's like an open book. The similarity with red behavior is mostly in speed. Yellows move quickly and show strong self-confidence. While some colors don't like having people sit too close to them, yellows will happily move up very close. Yellows can suddenly start hugging everyone around them. Man or woman, it doesn't matter. It's not uncommon for others to pull back when this happens, which yellows don't understand. But it's not just that yellows like hugging. It can also be any type of physical contact. A hand placed on an arm, a quick touch on the leg. What he perceives as something natural, others can perceive as an invitation, and it can end badly. In general, with yellows, there will be jokes and smiles. Eye contact is no problem. It's strong, cheerful, and friendly. Voice. A yellow's voice shows strong involvement from start to finish. Laughter, fun, power, enthusiasm, joy, energy. Yellows are either with you 100% or not at all. This can be heard in the voice. It goes up and down. It changes speed, strength, and power. Yellow's way of speaking is often like a song. It doesn't matter what emotion the yellow feels, it will be noticeable in his voice. Speed in speech and action. Yellows are not quite as fast as reds, but their words fall out of their mouths as they've so much to say. Green body language. some simple basics to keep in mind about greens. They are relaxed and come close, act carefully, tend to lean backward, use very friendly eye contact, prefer small signs. Greens often, but not always, move slowly. When they're comfortable, their body language is relaxed, showing calm and confidence. No sudden movements of their heads or hands. Nice and easy. Their signs are often softer and suit smaller groups. Greens don't feel comfortable in larger groups, so they become more closed and will appear reserved. Greens try to hide their true feelings, but their body language often gives them away. If they're out of balance or feel uncomfortable, you'll see it. When sitting around a table, a green will be leaning back, but they don't really have a problem getting close to people. Just like yellows, they like to touch others, as long as they know the person they're touching. But don't touch a green who hasn't given a clear sign that he knows you well enough. They can try to protect their personal space. Unlike a red, who you notice walking across a room, greens don't want to be the center of attention. Greens almost always have friendly faces. If he thinks that you're good friends, he can show it. If he feels that you've just met, you have to wait. Let greens come to you. Don't force yourself on them. In time, when they trust you, they'll relax and become more natural. Voice. A green's voice will never be strong. You'll have to make a little bit more effort to understand greens speaking in front of a larger group. Their voice will always be soft and warm, but not as varied as a yellow. Speed in speech and action. Generally, greens speak more slowly than reds and yellows, but not quite as slow as blues. Speed is not important. If it risks stopping the group working together, greens will reduce the speed. The most important thing is always going to be how people feel. Blue body language. Some simple basics to keep in mind about blues. They prefer to keep others at a distance, either stand or sit, often have closed body language, use direct eye contact, speak without signs. The easiest way to describe a blue's body language is to say that he has none. Neither his face nor his body reveals much. Many blues say dramatic things without changing their faces. This gives people the idea that blues have no feelings, but that's not true. A blue is an introvert, so most of his emotions simply occur inside him. Just like greens, blues have no need to be the center of attention. The difference, however, is that while a green wants to run away from large groups, a blue remains standing. Blues require a lot of personal space and often feel more comfortable at a distance. Naturally, it depends on how well they know other people, but this area is much larger than it is for yellows. If others come too near, blue's body language becomes closed. Both arms and legs will be crossed. Blues also move less than others and can stand still for a whole hour while giving a talk. When they sit down, they remain more or less in the same position all the time, so they won't use too many signs. However, blues normally look others straight in the eyes. They've no problem with eye contact, even if it makes others uncomfortable. Voice. A blue's voice is not weak, but reserved and quiet. It's common for them to sound very thoughtful. Generally, there's little or no change in a blue's voice. He sounds more or less the same all the time. not musical. Speed in speech and action. Compared to others, they're slow. Speed is of no interest to them.